A life of wisdom, for in wisdom we grow. My friends, your youth holds a great power, a power that you can hold on to throughout your entire existence. It is the power of creating a life that you will love, a life that will help you see with great clarity, a life of wisdom. But you must be careful, as the world may not yet be ready to help you. Not everyone will know about growing up, and people will say, "How was I supposed to know?" And they are not going to be the bad guys, and you will be inclined to listen to their advice. And the path will be paved with good intentions. It may be the correct path, but it won't be the right one. Please, focus on building your own self, your strength, your wisdom, your power. Focus on building the best you, the you that you are meant to be, that the world needs. Because if you listen to everybody else, you will not grow up, and they will blame you for not being able to help them. You are not going to be able to explain to them that you are weak because of them, because you tried to help them too early. And if you could, all they could say will be, "How was I supposed to know?" Please, you have no choice but to learn to control your own future. You can try to use your imagination to get in touch with your elder self and ask, "What are your regrets? Where did it go wrong?" Please, carefully evaluate your choices. Wisely build your mind and body. Pay attention to all the choices you are making as they dictate the beautiful life ahead of you. The teachers are not ready. We are not in the era of wisdom yet. People are struggling to understand life. Many make choices that all too early box them in, and not all their advice will apply to you. Not all the things that you think box people in actually constrain them. There are many contexts to all paths. All lives are beautiful, and there are enough forks in the road for people to navigate back to where they want to be. But when a mistake occurs, it will weigh you down for a time. If you are careful, you can avoid the worst of it. And whatever does happen, regardless of how hard you try to avoid it, will not crush you, because you will know you did your best. Please, be careful in life. Be beautiful and strong. Learn and think and evaluate and judge and grow in wisdom. Following everyone's advice will create a lot of noise. Listening to everything from everywhere will never align with you. You must learn to pace yourself and to carefully and wisely follow what interests you. Your mind is constantly asking questions. Your future depends on having a good intuition, rooted in reality and in wisdom. There is nothing you can be forced taught in school. You will not retain things that are out of sequence. Reaching out for knowledge and wisdom in your own sequence and at your own pace is the only way to learn and build steps and build on top of those steps. No one can decide what lesson you are ready for next. That is something that comes from the complexity of your own mind. Those people who are doing well in school without cramming and memorization have previously arrived at those subjects in their own sequence. The same applies to your job, your career. Your career needs to emerge from the path you are growing up with. It needs to be an extension of your pursuits. It must benefit you and help you grow. Just like you must actually learn instead of just getting grades, your work must add to you and not rob you of your years. Do you understand the value of a single year of your precious life? No one can put a price on that. Not even you. There are not enough atoms in the universe. That is why harmony with education and work is so important. Each year must be lived on the path that makes you grow. I am so sorry that people will tell you to cram for tests and get a job and get on with life. I am so sorry, my friends. But that is the worst you can do. That's why you can't listen to anyone. That's why you have to look into yourself. Carefully evaluate all decisions whilst carefully evaluating consequences and being mindful of your future. You are not alone. Look to memoirs, look to biographies, listen to audiobooks, explore, create. And you must take care of your body the best you can at first, and with each year you will gain more and add a bit more as you grow in health and in fortitude. Your elder self needs to be flexible and healthy. You may never grunt and complain. That's something you have to be mindful of now. It's not just about making choices for your future, but also for your body, too. Do you see how going along with cramming for tests can put you in a field where your job makes life more stressful, which will prevent you from taking care of your body? Imagine the consequences of walking a path that is not truly your own. And what will your elder self feel when you two finally become one? Be gentle with yourself. This is your life, your beautiful, beautiful life. Put down the incomprehensible textbook, the standardized tests, and find an audiobook that you will love and actually learn from. Stop trying to find a job or get hired and become the kind of a person that companies can only hope to hire. Start living healthy, years before you start your training. Do not force your body into endurance. Gradually teach it to adapt. Choose audiobooks that really help your wisdom grow. Embrace your hobbies and expand your adventures. If you can't find a career path that will add on to you, then start your own company. Or become a co-founder. Take care of your body. Be mindful of your body mass index, but also aim to become a healthy athlete. Health will never take away from you. In all we do, in choices or intuitions, we are driven by the wisdom we have thus far acquired. A decision that made sense in your youth may reverse as you gain wisdom from books and experiences. The richer our pursuit of wisdom, the more in tune our decision-making. Wisdom surrounds education, career, and health. It influences your private decision-making and thus your future. In most contexts, wisdom is the most important thing. What can be more important than the thing that influences your private decision-making? And be mindful that your decision-making is in turn the very thing that influences all the future ahead of you. The beginning of your knowledge and wisdom is found in the things that you love as a child. In a way, those things are questions, and playing with them brings answers. But you have to stay with it. Protect the natural progression of the chain of your curiosities. You have to understand the destructive power of cram, get a job, and get on with your life. We don't live in a world that can support your pursuit of wisdom. For most, the world will give minimums. For many, nothing. When we try to create external machinery, it will often perform the minimum. The power for the world to change is within each of its citizens. It is found in decision-making, perpetually strengthened by unrelenting pursuit of wisdom. We create this world together, and it can only grow when we grow.